Sunday night, or Yud Mar Cheshvan, Chavis Halvavis and Dvar Halacha.
When you put on the talis in the morning, you're supposed to check the tzitzis. There's two reasons for this. Two reasons that you have to check them, and you can't just rely on the chazaka that they're good. The Shulchan Aruch's reason is that there's a chashash bracha lebatala, and you have to be more makbid when it comes to bracha lebatala. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that many achronim say that you have to pashut be worried about that you'll be wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, and you can't rely on the chazaka because, first of all, it's easy to be mevarer it. It doesn't take much to check it. And second of all, they tend to rip, and therefore you can't rely on chazaka. The question is on Shabbos if you have to check it. There's reasons why you shouldn't check it Shabbos. The maskon of the Bir Halacha is that you should check it Shabbos, but if you want to be on the safe side, so to speak, so you'll check it on Erev Shabbos. It does have to be checked. Check it Shabbos, or what you should do really is check it on Erev Shabbos, and then just you're not wearing it, so you can rely on the checking of Erev Shabbos. So you have to check your talis, the tzitzit of your talis, every day, and you should check it Shabbos too, and you should try to check it better on Erev Shabbos and just leave it, so that'll be the checking. Okay, we're going to Chavis Halavis now. We're at the end of the Hagdama, and he says, V'chasheralu biyodi mederech hasvara, I figured out, I identified the 10 she'orim that I'm going to be writing about in Svara, chakarti aleim and akosuv etzleinu. I found those principles, those ideas, those concepts, both in the written Torah of Hamakubal Biodenu and in Torah Shabbal Peh. Umotzosi behem b'mekomos rabim. I found a lot of it in many places. Baniyosu devor kol davar mehem b'shar hamiyuchad lo be'ezra yusborach. I'll be explaining each one in its shar. V'karosu the sifri zeh shem me'inyan kavanosi bo. I gave the name of the sefer a name to reflect my purpose in writing it. For who say the Torah Scholes Halvavos? That's the official name, Torah Scholes Halvavos. For Kavanosi Bol is Chakem, he writes, my first purpose that I should gain from it. In writing the Sefer, I clarified many things for myself. And also, Lahoyer Hapsoyim Vamakatsrim, to arouse, to wake up those Psoyim, people who don't realize their obligations, Vamakatsrim, or those who shirk their duty. From people who don't realize their obligations. So I bring them rayas to what their obligations are, so that they'll see clearly, they'll read the Sefer, and if they're honest people, they'll be convinced of their obligations. Because you can't deny it, I'll be proving it so clearly. Only people who stand, they want to lie because they don't want to be faced with the burden of their obligations. And they show MS covered aleim, shame of vaksim lahokal alatsmom. Below it, torech lahoshav aleim. I'm not going to argue with them because they're not looking for truth. They're looking just to get out of their obligations. And they show hoysa kavanosi bezeh lahoshav alachokim alikatara say, no, I didn't write it for those who would deny certain principles. I'm writing already, once you know the principles, what the ramifications are. But I'm not here to prove and to argue with those who would deny Ikrei Torah, and I'm not here to some people who are not intellectually honest. My intention here is to uncover the ideas, the shoroshim of Dosenu, that are hidden, the Tomun b'nafshosenu mikitvei Torahsenu, they're hidden, they're buried, but once I uncover them, people will be model emes, and they'll say, Taka, I'm obligated to do that. V'chashenorim achshosenu lachshol bohem, tisbor amidosim b'mitzponenu, we'll wake up and we'll have to admit that it's true, because it's very clear, I'm going to lay it out very clearly, and it's people that believe in Torah and are ready to be obligated by Torah, I just have to show them things that they didn't think about, things that are hidden. The Yirum Eoreim Aleivoreinu, so that they'll illuminate our Eivorim, they'll illuminate, it will be obvious, their illumination will bring it out into the open. The Zedome, it's like someone mechach mehachozim shenichnas b'chas rechad me'avov. He's a psychic, went to the yard of a friend. And he sensed that there was very treasure there. So Chakar Olav, he searched for it and he found Kesef Shachar, black and silver. Nishtanis Sirosim and Achaludish also Olav. It's so much dust that it's not recognizable. So Lokach Mimenu Ma'at, he took some of it and he cleaned it up. Umeriko B'melach U'B'chometz V'yishtafeu V'yapeu, he washed it, he polished it. Until the silver shone, and so wow, look what happened. And then he said, "Look, you have a whole pile of this out there." So that's what I did here with the sefer. You have buried treasure in your mind, in your hearts, in your souls. So I'm taking like a small piece of it, and I'm polishing it, and I'm showing it to you, and then you'll take the rest already. Someone who wants to be Dovik Bashem, which is the purpose of everything, to be Mekurva Lashem, Lidovik Bo, so you'll know what to do. I'm teaching you a little, and you'll take it from there and realize the rest of your obligations.